Respected Chakovachan and my dearly beloved in Christ, greetings you all in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. First of all, I wish you a happy Christmas and a prosperous New Year. May God bless you to know His love and care upon you, which you experienced in the past days. And God will enable you to face the new experiences which you are going to be faced in the upcoming days. For today's reading and meditation, the scripture portion is taken from the Gospel according to Saint John, chapter 1, verses commencing from 14 through 18. John chapter 1, verses commencing from 14 through 18. I have already this portion as today's gospel portion. So this is the Sunday just before Christmas. In this Sunday, our church has been designated a particular theme for today's meditation. That is coming of the Savior. Coming of the Savior. And the portion selected for today's reading and meditations I have already announced. Gospel according to Saint John chapter 1, 14 through 18. In this gospel, we can see a different kind of starting, a different kind of presentation regarding Jesus Christ. When we compare with other gospel, we can see a poetic opening. John poetically opens his gospel as describe how Jesus came to this earth and pitched his tent with us. So he wrote in this gospel, the Word became flesh and his dwelling among us. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. So Word of God, it is so powerful. It is dynamic and it is also creative. And it was an agent of creation, created the whole universe. It is directing, guiding, and controlling, which puts order into the universe and mind to man. So the creative power or the Word that created the whole universe, that power of God, that Word of God became flesh and became man and dwelt among us. And John wrote in his gospel that we have seen his glory. What is the meaning of that sentence? We have seen his glory. So the word denotes seen. Here is a Greek word. That Greek word is theestai. The meaning of that word is to see or seen. Theestai. It is not a spiritual vision. So it is not a vision of a soul, but it is a physical sight. It is not a spiritual vision, but it is a physical sight, which means that herely John declares that we have seen who is Jesus, who is God. We have seen his glory through Jesus Christ. We never seen the Almighty God, but the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. and along he lived, then we realized the presence of the Almighty God. We touched and we saw him and we experienced his glory. So John declares that the Word actually came to this earth in the form of a man and was seen by our human eyes. So it is not a spiritual vision. The word, Greek word meaning theistai, means it's not a spiritual vision. Not an imagination, but it was a spiritual sight. So Apostle John says that if you wanted to see the Almighty God, and he affirms that if you wanted to see the Almighty God, look at Jesus Nazareth. If you wanted to see the image of God, or if you wanted to see the real God, you look at Jesus, his words, his deeds, and his presence will provide you a godly experience. So the Word became flesh. It is a new thing to a Greek community, because they considered that the body was evil. The Greek community, they considered that the body was evil. And they considered that the body is a prison house which the soul was shackled. And also they considered that it was a tomb which the spirit was confined. So they considered that it was a prison house which was soul was shackled. And also they considered that it is the body is a tomb which the spirit was confined. But Almighty God, Jesus Christ, broke all these thoughts and he came to this earth and he became a human. He became a human and dwelt among us. The Word became flesh. The God became human, the incarnation of the Almighty God who created the whole universe, lived along with us as a human to understand you, to know your feeling, to experience certain experiences with the human race. He became human and dwelt among us. That happened only by the favor of God. Not by the favor of human being, not by the grace of human, not by the favor of any so-called community. That was happened only by the favor of God. And he is bringing grace and truth to all human race. That's the first part of my sermon. The Word became flesh. The creative Word of God, those who created the whole universe, became a human. That Word is dynamic, creative, and powerful. That Word became flesh. We can touch him, we can experience him, and the human beings, they experience, apostles, they experience. John saw him and understood his activities, and they heard his preachings. They saw his wondrous activities. That is the first part of my sermon. The Word became flesh. The second part of my sermon is, why did God become a man, a human? Why did God become a man? So one day, a man was standing in his garden. Then he noticed that a group of ants, they were going to a waste lot. Then he felt sad that the ants were doing such a thing in such a beautiful garden. Even though there were beautiful places are there, but they selected such a bad place to visit. Then he tried to stop that ants for doing this. Then he told to Anne, "Hey Anne, stop there. That is not a good place. Stop there. That's a waste basket. There are beautiful places in this garden. You can visit all those places. Why you are going to that waste pit?" No result. He thought that they might not be understood my language. That's why he changed his language to Telugu. Chimalu meeru dayachesi akkada pokoddu adi chetta adi oka chetta kunda adi meeku baagu ledu meeru dayachesi tirigara. No result. Again Shankar on the coconut tree. Then he told to the ants in Malayalam, "Urumbukale ningal devi edu angottu pogarudu. അതൊരു കൊള്ളരുതാത്ത വേസ്റ്റ് ഇടുന്ന കുഴിയാണ്. അങ്ങോട്ട് പോകരുത്. നിങ്ങൾ തിരിച്ചു വരിക." നോ റിസൾട്ട്. ദെൻ ഹി റിയലൈസ്ഡ് ദാറ്റ് ആൻ ആൻ ക്യാൻ അണ്ടർസ്റ്റുഡ് ആൻ ആൻ്റ് ലാംഗ്വേജ്. ദെൻ ഹി നീൽ ഡൗൺ ദെയർ ഇൻ ദാറ്റ് ബ്യൂട്ടിഫുൾ ഗാർഡൻ ആൻഡ് പ്രേ ടു ദി ഗോഡ്. ദ ക്ലൈമാക്സ് ഓഫ് ദാറ്റ് സ്റ്റോറി ഈസ്, "ലോർഡ്, ട്രാൻസ്ഫോം മീ ആസ് ആൻ ആൻ്റ് so that I can warn these ants regarding their activities. Kindly transform me as an ant. Dearly beloved, by God became human. Only a human being can understand the feeling of a human. He wanted to communicate to you in an effective manner. He wanted to teach you certain essential things which wanted in your life. He wanted to show forth good path to you and to your family and to guide forward through a good path. He wanted to reform and transform your life by his teaching and by his presence. He wanted to present certain essential factors which is very much inevitable in your life. Only a human being can communicate to a human being in an effective manner. If God became other creature, how can he communicate to us in an effective manner? He can't. That's why he became a human. Dearly beloved, we must realize this fact. Our God came down this earth and became a human for talk to me. For engaging with me, to understand my feelings, my worries and my anxieties, my depressions and my limitations and my diseases and in various kinds of the struggles which I am going through. He wanted to understand me more close. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So why did God become a man? God became a man to be with me, to understand me. That's why he became a man. The third part of the sermon is, what is our duty? God became man. That's a good thing we are meditating in every Christmas. Then what's our duty? The third part of the sermon is that witnessing this Emmanuel, this God to others. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us and pitched his tent along with us. Then what is our duty? We have a duty to share this Emmanuel to others. Here is a verse, you know, it is written here. John testified concerning him, verse 15. John testified concerning him, he cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.'" John came to this world. John, the meaning of John, I have already told you one Sunday. John, the meaning of John is the gift of God. He came to this world to testify Jesus. He came to this world as a witness of Jesus Christ. He wanted to proclaim Jesus Christ to others. That's why he came. So he witnessed this, the Emmanuel, to others. So here the verse is written like the here John testified concerning him. He cried out saying, "This is one I spoke about. This man I preach to you. This is the Lord. This is our God." He witnessed Jesus Christ to others. Dearly beloved, we have a responsibility that the Word became flesh and he is living along with us, and we are experiencing his love, care, and his support in various kinds of experiences of our life. We have a responsibility to give or to share the Jesus Christ to others. To give the Emmanuel to others. That's our duty. I have already told you yesterday. In manger we can see a baby. That baby can't walk. That baby can't move. That baby needs our help. So as we are celebrating Christmas, are you ready to borrow the Jesus Christ in your heart so that it may be reflected in the upcoming days through you to others? So our responsibility to present Jesus Christ before others and your family members, as well as various kinds of the people, those who are living around you, you have the responsibility to share this good news to others. So you called to share his love to others. John was the forerunner, and he did his duty in this manner. He shared Jesus Christ to others. He prepared his path, and he told that there's a man is coming. He is greater than me. He's the Lamb of God. And he will baptize you in spirit and fire. Believe in him. He is the real God. He witnessed Jesus Christ. In these days we are living here. And we are worshiping and hearing messages. And we are in our personal meditations. We are praying to God while gaining. For what? For gaining power to witness Jesus Christ to others. Jesus Christ loves you. Jesus Christ cares you. Dearly beloved, believe in Jesus. And nurture your children in his path. To share the good news to others. We can separate gospel into two words. I have already told you. Go and spell. That's our duty. So in this Christmas season, as we meditate the word of God, we have the responsibility to share this Jesus Christ to others. That's our duty. So the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And why did God become a human? To speak to us, to understand us, to know our feelings, to experience various kinds of experiences along with us. And what's our duty? To share this Emmanuel to others, as like John did. May God bless you all. Now I request Mr. Jonathan Chaco.